Good afternoon. I'd like to call to order the Design Review Board meeting of Tuesday, March 12th. Can we have a roll call, please?
Member King?
Here.
Member Whalen?
Here.
Member DeGasis?
Here.
Member Iman?
Here.
Member Brown?
Here.
Member White? Absent. And Chair Branch?
Here. Now we'll rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
At this time, the public shall have an opportunity to comment on any non-agenda item relevant to the jurisdiction of the city. Do we have any speaker slips or people in the chamber?
I have no speaker slips for this item. If there's any members of the public joining us via Zoom, please raise your hand and I'll call on you momentarily. I have no hands raised.
Okay. That takes us to the administrative agenda and any adjustments to the agenda?
No adjustments today.
All right. Then let's get right into it. This will be the review of our minutes. It looks like we have four. So we'll start with the review and approval of the minutes for August 8th. Can I get a motion for that?
I move that we accept.
I'll second.
Okay, any discussion? All right, all those in favor, respond with roll call.
For the members that were present that day, starting with Member Whalen?
Yes.
Member King?
Aye.
Member DeGasis?
Yes.
Member Brown?
Aye.
Member Iman?
Aye.
Chair Branch?
Yes.
And Member Clinton is absent.
Very good. Now we have the minutes from August 22nd. Can I get a motion for that?
I move we approve.
Okay.
I noted.
We have a second first.
Okay, sorry.
Somebody?
Second.
We have a second. Discussion?
There was a peculiar paragraph under C1, 550 Cambridge. There was something that looked like it was some misplaced verbiage there.
Okay, noted. Anything else? Okay, roll call for motion, please.
Member King?
Aye.
Member Whalen?
Yes.
Member DeGasis?
Yes.
Member Iman?
Yes.
Member Brown?
Aye.
Chair Branch?
Yes. And now review and approval of the minutes from December 12th.
I move that we approve.
Second.
Any discussion? Okay, roll call vote, please.
For the members that were present, starting with Member Whalen?
Yes.
Member DeGasis?
Yes.
Member Brown?
Yes.
Member Iman?
Yes.
Member King?
Aye.
And Member White is absent.
And I was absent that night, that day too, so very good. Finally, the minutes for January 23rd, 2024.
I move to approve.
Okay. Second?
Second.
And I have a comment.
Okay. Go ahead.
I would just like the last sentence of the comments changed, and I have provided this change also to Ms. Caitlin already, to read rather than the way it reads. It's a little ambiguous. Verification needed that lights on northern car parts have backsided shielding rather than the way it's written. It's a little clearer.
Noted. And then we'll go approval with roll call.
For the members that were present that day, starting with Member King?
Aye.
Member DeGasis?
Yes.
Member Brown?
Aye.
Member Iman?
Aye.
And Chair Branch?
Yes.
So Chair Branch, I just want to make note that we are completed and updated with all the minutes and to move forward.
Terrific. Well done.
And thank you to Ms. Collier for her wonderful work in getting them all done. I know it's a lot of time she spent on it.
All right, that will take us to our conceptual preliminary calendar. Let's start with item B1.
Item B1, 285 Rutherford Avenue, APN 071-121-004, H&E Equipment Services sign, and California Environmental Quality Act notice of exemption, case numbers 24-0004-ZC and 24-0005-DRB.
Very good. Declarations from everybody. Jim, have you visited the site?
No visitation, no ex parte.
Martha?
Virtual site visit, no ex parte.
Same here. Dennis?
I visited the site and had no ex parte discussions.
Jonathan?
Site visit, no ex parte discussions.
Cecilia?
No site visit, no ex parte.
All right, very good. Travis?
Good afternoon, Chair Branch and members of the board. The project before you today is an 8.25 square foot non-illuminated wall sign featuring a 1.44 square foot logo and two lines of white text on a black background above the main entrance of the existing building on site. The project is located within the inland area and the Goleta Old Town District, Historic District. And the project complies with the Title 17 requirements for signs and the sign requirements of the Goleta Heritage Architectural Design Guidelines. That concludes staff's presentation. Staff and the applicant are available for any questions. Thank you.
Okay. All right, welcome. State your name for the record and proceed.
Good afternoon, Chair, Board, staff. Christian Muldoon, Vogue Sign Company, 285 Rutherford. What's proposed is to remove this and put in a non-illuminated, virtually a flat, but it's a little bit of a pan wall sign right here.
Oh, is your microphone on?
Sorry.
Press the green button.
It is on. I'm just not.
Okay, yeah. Got it.
Removal of the existing sign, and this is the proposed sign.
And from the staff report, appears to comply with everything. And then I noticed you were going to remove the signs from the windows.
That is correct. We're also proposing to remove the, there we go. They're perforated window graphics, yeah. But those are going to come down as well. Yeah, where you can see out, but you can't see in.
And then this goes in the door.
That's correct. That will go on either the door or the window. Correct, the door.
The glass on the doors.
Correct.
And that'll just be vinyl?
Correct.
Okay.
Just standard hours of operation, the name.
Okay. Pretty straightforward. Why don't we combine questions and comments on this one? Jim, do you have anything?
No questions, no comments.
Martha?
So for comments, could you turn back to the sign, picture of the sign on the building? So I know you've got that vent that you need to leave free, but I also noticed that the sign proposed is flat against the building, and it could be projected by a foot. Is it possible to enlarge that H&E sign and center it over the vent and allow that vent to still function by projecting a larger sign over the vent? It seems to me to be a little bit lost in the face of the building, and it just doesn't seem to really be that readable at that scale. And I wonder if it could be larger and still be within the guidelines.
I mean, I'm not sure what is allowable. I know 1/8 of the frontage. I didn't do the calculations because I knew it was well under the allowable in terms of size-wise. As for covering the vent, not covering the vent?
Are you talking about putting it in front of the vent?
I am centering it on the facade of the building vertically, about where the vent is, but projecting it away from the face of the building such that the vent would receive airflow.
So still, like, covering it, like, oh, we can't do it like that. But making it larger and covering the vent.
Yeah, putting it, standing it off.
Yeah, like that.
Like that.
I can't even speak of what the vent is used for. That would be something I'd have to explore.
Yeah,
we'd have to explore.
You'd have to check that out. If it's for HVAC air intake, then an engineer would have to look at it to see how close it can be. If it's for just attic ventilation, probably a foot would be okay. But
so you're projecting the sign 1 foot off of the wall, and then.
Right.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
Can I just add something? Make a comment?
Yeah.
I don't understand why you couldn't just make the sign a little bit bigger so it'd be above the vent, if there's issues with covering the vent. Because I think it would benefit by being a slightly bit bigger height and length.
I can only see as if that's 1 foot six, I mean, maybe another couple inches.
To meet the standards, what?
Right.
It's to meet the standards and not to impose on the vent or the top, you know, to be above the roof line.
No. But just to kind of fill in that space from the top of the vent to the top of the roof.
Mm-hmm. It's about 3-4 inches. It looks like I can make it.
Yeah, but and to just make it just slightly bit bigger, if the vent's an issue.
3 or 4 inches would add.
Okay,
6 inches on each side, something like that.
Well,
yeah, that would help.
That might improve it.
That would help.
Because I think that doing the vent, you're going to have to expand it quite a bit.
To do that.
Yeah.
Another option I can ask them, I don't know if this is in their branding standards, is to see if they could do one line of text.
No, that's probably their logo.
Yeah, imagining, because we're doing another one in Ventura just like it.
Yeah. No, I think it's handsome. Anyway, shut up.
All right. Anything else on there, Cecilia?
No.
Okay.
No.
That's it.
Jonathan, do you have anything? Dennis?
No questions. It seems like a perfectly reasonable and appropriate proposal.
Yeah.
Elizabeth, do you have anything?
No.
I agree. I think I would suggest enlarge it to where you can and then center that between the top of the vent and the top of the roof.
Goes to there, but there's still a frame around the vent. I mean, I feel like I'm already.
Oh, are you already there?
I feel like I'm already pretty pushing it.
Can you hand me the
Okay.
There's a trim. There's trim around the vent.
Okay.
Gotcha.
I get it. Okay, so you're there.
I think.
Okay.
I as much as I'd love to make it a lot bigger.
I personally. I mean, I think it's fine. I don't have issue with it. If it could be bigger, I'd like it. But it's not the end of the world to me if it's not. I think you're making it a much more subtle facade, which I think is better. So,
and being an equipment rental company, this is a destination place. This isn't a Carl's Jr. I see it on the freeway. Bam, I'm pulled over. This is. Yeah. I'm looking for something. I'm going here.
Right.
It's not.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. Anybody have any other comments? Do we have any speaker slips or people online for public comment?
I have no speaker slips for this item. If there's any members joining us via Zoom, please use the raise hand function, and I'll call on you momentarily. I have no hands raised.
Okay, with that, someone want to entertain a motion?
Yes, Chair Branch, I'll make a motion to approve the proposal as put forward to us today.
Okay.
I'd second.
We have a second. Any discussion?
Second.
Okay, can we have a roll call for a vote?
Member Whalen?
Yes.
Member King?
Aye.
Member DeGasis?
No.
Member Brown?
Aye.
Member Iman?
Aye.
Member White?
Aye.
Chair Branch?
Yes. All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Mr. Mochu. Thank you, guys. Staff, do you need me to leave these here?
No. You can take them. I sort of missed that old sign, but on with the new.
All right, that'll take us to item B2.
Item B2, 129 North Fairview Avenue, APN 077-170-042, Wingstop signage with California Environmental Quality Act notice of exemption, utilizing section 15311, case numbers 24-0012-ZC and 24-0006-DRB.
Very good. Declarations, everybody visited the site? Elizabeth? Site visit, no ex parte. Cecilia?
Yes, site visit, no ex parte.
Jonathan?
Site visit, no ex parte.
Dennis?
Site visit, no ex parte.
Virtual site visit, no ex parte.
Site visit, no ex parte.
Two visitations, no ex parte.
Okay, very good. Christina, the floor is yours.
Good afternoon, Chair Branch and members of the DRB. The project before you today is for a new sign for Wingstop Restaurant. It's located in the Fairview Shopping Center. The Fairview Shopping Center does have an adopted overall sign plan. This sign is compliant with the overall sign plan, and it's also compliant with the City of Goleta's sign ordinance. The proposal in front of you today is for conceptual, preliminary, and final review for one new wall sign. The sign is proposed at 19.2 square feet. It's internally illuminated with low voltage LED, channel letters that are 18 inches in height. The letters are proposed to be mounted on a 2-inch aluminum contour backer, and I'll let the applicant explain that to you. That's it.
Great. Before we start, I just have a question for staff. Since they have an OSP and it complies, why are we looking at it?
Well, there's a flaw in the OSP in that it makes every sign come back to DRB. I think it was an oversight the idea of having an OSP is that if the sign complies, then it doesn't need to come to DRB. And we did talk to the property manager about that, and they will likely come forward with an OSP amendment to take that language out.
Okay.
So it was, yeah.
All right. Well, welcome. Turn your mic on and state your name for the record and proceed.
Good afternoon, members of the review board. My name is Barjor Pithawala, and I'm here to seek approval on a new Wingstop sign, building sign, at the Fairview Shopping Center. This is a pretty standard Wingstop sign that we use at all of the 2,000-plus restaurants of Wingstop throughout the country.
And... It's illuminated?
Yes, with low voltage
can you get
it there? LED modules. Mm-hmm.
And it stands off the wall?
Yes.
Looks like a 2.5 inches and, okay.
Yes.
Got it. Okay. And the colors and everything are?
Standard.
Standard for the brand?
Yes, sir.
Got it. Okay. Questions and comments, we can combine those. Elizabeth?
No questions, no comments.
Cecilia?
No questions, no comments.
Jonathan?
No questions, no comments.
Dennis?
No questions. It seems like a perfectly reasonable proposal. I would move to approve.
Martha?
I think it looks real nice, and it will blend nicely with the Fairview Shopping Center.
Jim?
No questions, no comments.
Do we have any public comment?
I have no speaker slips for this item. If there's any members joining us via Zoom, please raise your hand and I'll call on you momentarily. I have no hands raised.
All right. Someone want to make a motion?
Yes, Chair Branch. I'll make a motion to approve the project as presented and proposed.
We get a second?
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All right, we'll take a vote.
Member Whalen?
Yes.
Member King?
Yes.
Member DeGasis?
Yes.
Member Brown?
Aye.
Member Iman?
Yes.
Member White?
Aye.
Chair Branch?
Yep. Very good.
Motion Thank you, passes. Ladies and
Thank
gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Should I leave this over you?
You can take that with you.
A question for staff, Ms. Chang. What would it take to change the OSD so these signage don't come to us?
We've mentioned this to the property manager a few times because you've seen a series of signs come to you, which meets the OSP. It has a language that every sign comes to the DRB. And I think it was an oversight that got placed in. The purpose of an OSP is to not have to come to DRB if it meets it. So they're aware, and I think maybe with the next sign that needs to come before you, they may take the overall sign plan to get that amended.
Okay.
But it needs to come to you to get that amended.
Right. That was my follow-up question, that were they to change their OSB, it would have to come to us for approval.
Right. And
so we'd be approving that it not come back to us.
Right. And it's an opportunity to make some updates, too. You know, the OSP is pretty old, so.
Okay. Very good. This will take us to our conceptual calendar, item C1.
Item C1, 5999 Hollister Avenue, APN 071-111-046, case numbers 24-0003-ZC and 24-0001-DRB.
Very good. Anybody visit the site? Jim?
No visitation, no ex parte.
Martha?
Virtual site visit and no ex parte.
Visited the site, no ex parte. Dennis?
Yes, I visited the site, no ex parte.
Jonathan?
Site visit, no ex parte.
Cecilia?
Yes, site visit, no ex parte.
Elizabeth?
Site visit, no ex parte.
Okay, very good. Louisa?
Good afternoon, Chair Branch and members of the DRB. This project before you today is for conceptual review for three new signs for Megan's Organic Market. The proposed signs include two building mountain signs, one freestanding monument sign. The property is located in Old Town and the Goleta Heritage District. Design and architectural guidelines are applicable. And I'll let the applicant explain more about their sign.
Oh. All right.
Chair Branch, I'm just going to add a little bit about why this is coming to you for conceptual, not for action, as the signage, the colors and materials do not match up with what the Old Town guidelines specify. So we'd like to bring it to you for input before agendizing it for action.
Okay, very good. Make sure your mic's on. State your names for the record and proceed.
Good afternoon. My name is Katie Kelly O'Connell. I'm here with M&M Sign Contractors.
Michael Patrick O'Connell. My God.
We are presenting and proposing to install two hanging signs, non-illuminated, as well as one post panel sign, non-illuminated, for Megan's Market, located at 599 Hollister, intersections Fairview and Hollister Avenue.
Let's see, let's get to, okay, so sign number one is here on the west side and sign number two is on the south side.
Correct.
And then you're also proposing a freestanding sign out here.
Hollister. Page 15 is where you would see that post sign.
So here's your hanging sign on the west side.
Correct.
And what are the materials?
Polyurethane sign panel.
Got it. And then This is an image of it. So you're proposing to hang this with a 2x4 on the back of the existing fascia, and then that just hangs down?
Correct.
Okay.
That's sign one.
And then the rear entrance sign on the south, I mean the main entrance sign on the, I call it the rear, but it's at the south side of the building.
The same thing, yeah.
Same thing.
Material.
Same material, and also proposed to hang it with a 2x4 off the fascia.
Correct.
And an existing shot of the building. And here's your proposed sign. So it's also, what is it, polycarbonate or something that you're doing it on?
Yes, correct.
Okay, so you're proposing to do that mounted on the 2x4s or something like that?
Yeah.
Has this sign been checked out? It's kind of on the corner. Has it been checked out by Public Works for traffic visual?
I don't believe so.
Chair Branch, I'll intervene. Yes, it's been reviewed with Public Works.
Sorry.
And they're good with it?
Yes.
Okay. All right, And you're proposing to paint the fascia red?
Correct.
Right?
Yes. The facade of the building green, white, and then the trim, the roof trim red, heartthrob is what the color is called.
All right. So this is a proposal for this kind of seafoam green wainscot and a white, an off-white maybe, or a bone color, I guess, and then the red fascia.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Questions from the board? Jim?
Yeah, I have a few. On the vicinity map, you indicate that this is Megan's Organic Market Dispensary. What are you dispensing?
Cannabis.
Cannabis?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is there any kind of a special permit that you have to get for this signage as a result of dispensing cannabis?
That's us.
That's us.
I don't.
Right?
You.
But not beyond us.
No. Okay. Not that I'm aware of, no.
Okay, thank you.
Well, thank you for asking.
Martha?
I don't have any questions. I have only comments.
Same here. Dennis?
Well, I want to ask what happened to the palm reader, but that's outside of our purview. Ms. Negrete, how does this sign not reflect the Old Town guidelines?
Yeah, so the materials that are being proposed do not comply with the Old Town design and architectural guidelines. The colors also do not comply. So for those two design reasons, we've included the language in our discussion and the staff report as to why it does not comply. So if we review the guidelines, you'll see that the materials that are allowed, page 4 of attachment B.
So the recommended materials, wood carved, sandblasted, etched, and properly sealed, primed, and painted or stained. Metal form, etched, cast, engraved, and properly primed and painted or factory coated to protect against corrosion. Now, let's just make sure we do understand that these are recommended materials, but it's the findings that the DRB would have to make for, you know, compatibility or appropriateness with the guidelines.
So to boil it down, I understand the color point, but it's the polyvinyl carbonate versus the wood to get right down to the materiality. Thank you. That's my those are my questions.
Jonathan, any questions?
Yeah, I wish I hadn't been aware of the color scheme proposed when I was on site. I'm trying to get a sense in my mind how this compares or flows with what we approved just across the street not long ago, the special housing project. Mm-hmm. I don't know if any of my colleagues remember what that looks like, and would this be clashing or compatible?
No, it wouldn't work, doesn't it?
Gotcha. Cecilia, any questions?
Yeah, I have a couple. So three signs are proposed, and I presume that under the regulations you're allowed that these three signs that are being proposed, correct?
Correct.
I don't understand why you need the monument sign, why you just can't have a sign on the side of the building in front. Why did you choose to do the...
Well, it was more the client's visible taste and exactly and visible for Hollister Avenue as well as Fairview.
Right, but I don't understand how a sign. You'll have to explain to me why a sign attached to the front of the structure would not provide the same information as this monument sign. Or this pole sign.
I love them.
People look out. Are you talking about the hanging signs or the post?
I'm talking about the sign in the front on.
Okay, that's for visibility for both streets.
Well, but you have a sign on Fairview.
Correct.
So if I'm coming south on Fairview and continuing south, I'm going to see two signs. I'm going to see the sign here and the one that's hanging on Fairview. Right.
Yeah.
If I'm at the other intersection, I'm going to see two signs as well.
So if you go down Fairview, you'll see two signs, the entrance sign as well as the hanging sign. And then Hollister, you would see the panel sign.
So the only entrance is at the rear.
Correct.
Now, how would
people... Well, there's two entrances.
Okay.
So one entrance is on Hollister on Hollister.
This right here?
Yeah. Wait, no.
All in
I'm talking about parking now. Like when you go down to Hollister,
okay,
you make a right.
Okay.
But to get inside the building, there's only one entrance.
And that's at the rear.
And that's at the rear.
Okay. So yes. If I'm a customer and I'm coming down Fairview or coming Hollister this way, I'd have no idea where the entrance is by looking at this sign. Is that right? Because I won't see the sign at the rear.
Well, there will be a sign that says entrance, but...
Well, so... Yeah, but where is that sign? So that sign's not part of... Okay, so there's another sign. Wait a minute. There's a...
What page are you on? On seven?
I know. So there's the sign at the rear, there's the sign on Fairview, there's the monument or...
Then there's the monument signs out here.
Right, and then there's another sign at the...
There's three.
There's just three.
Three. Yeah.
This one, and then the proposed monument sign.
Okay, all right. That's my first question. Then my next question is the parking. I see you have a temporary banner sign that shows parking. It's kind of obvious. I'm not... Let me just... Well, it's a comment. Okay. Why didn't you combine the information about the name of the business with where the parking is? Because coming down Fairview, you're not, or Hollister, either way, how would I know where parking is if I'd never been here before?
Well, we were proposing another sign. It would be a fourth sign, a parking sign. For this building here, we wanted to propose a parking sign.
Right here?
Yes, correct. But I don't believe it was allowable.
Okay, so that would be a directional sign for staff.
A directional sign, yes.
So correct. Why? Usually directional signs are allowed and not considered as part of the sign overall signage? That's been my experience, like at Fairview and some of the other shopping centers we've seen.
I'll intervene. So off-premise signs are not allowed. Megan's Organic Market Dispensary does not have a business license or the required cannabis permits to operate in the adjacent building, which is where the parking sign was being proposed. So that proposed signage was removed from the sign plans.
Got it.
So there is a proposal, though, to have additional signage on this other building at some point in time.
Yes.
So the signage that we're seeing here may be, I'm thinking in my mind, considered incomplete because you'll be doing additional signage for that building with a
direction.
Parking.
If allowed.
Yes.
Okay. So just going to take, because these are my questions. So it would seem to me that you might want to wait, leave your banner signs up until you have all your permits for the other building. I don't know where that is in the process, and do overall sign plan for both buildings based upon our comments here. That would be my thought.
Recommendation.
Okay. And Mary's making a face over there. I don't know how she feels about that. But, I mean, you're going to have to come back anyway.
Right.
So maybe we could, maybe this, I would like to see the board give direction about the kinds of signs they think are appropriate, and then you could incorporate that into any additional signage that you need for the additional building. Am I going out of bounds here, Mary?
You may want to ask the applicant, but I don't believe that they're going to use the other property or lease the other property. Is that correct?
Well, I read that they're going to use it.
Yeah, yes, they're actually using it now.
Oh, they're using it now.
Yeah, but pretty much for a break room, they're using it.
Right, but the plan is to have a cannabis lounge.
Yes.
Okay, so you're trying to get a permit for that, or you have an application in, or the applicant has an application
in for that. Yes, the licenses we're trying to retrieve.
Yeah, there may be a technicality we need to review because the business license is only for the one property. And we can't allow signage on another property unless...
I understand, but it would seem to me that if there are temporary signs here, they could be in place until the issue of whether or not they get a permit for the additional building. Right?
Or just designed appropriately with that in mind.
Right, and then just do one package for both buildings rather than do one now and then... You may change your mind once you have the other building and see how things work. It would be, I mean, this is how I would proceed. I would wait until I had it because you already have these temporary signs would give you that information, okay? And then you just wait, and then you do one overall sign package for both buildings, which includes the parking. Can you access the parking from the rear?
Yes, you can.
So, yes. Okay, so there could be another directional sign there at the rear.
Yeah, you got two ways in.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, those are my questions.
Elizabeth, any questions?
How'd you come up with the colors for this? Is this, do you have another similar business? Is it like a...
Yes, it is a chain. Okay. Yes.
And the other one has a similar color logo scheme.
Correct, and that's located in Commerce.
And Are there any age requirements for entry on this kind of a site?
21.
Oh, okay. All right, thank you. Those are my questions.
You're
okay.
Welcome.
Let's get into comment. Or do you have another question? You have a question?
I'm sorry, and I apologize. I'm now thoroughly confused about the adjacent building. Is you're in the process of leasing the adjacent building, and we have no image of that. From the street. I mean, we really should be looking at both of these at the same time, it seems like. So I apologize for being uninformed. Maybe I'm the only one that didn't realize that. And So I think it would be handy to be able to see everything in combination, but that's just my question is, that was the intent. All that parking in the back of that white roof building is going to be available to your clientele.
Correct. And
Martha, I'll intervene just momentarily. So at the time that this sign application came through our portal, there was no records of an application or a business license. Till this day, there's no records of an application for the use of the adjacent building, which is why I asked the applicants to remove the off-premise sign, because in our internal systems, I was unable to find any applications or records for the adjacent building. If their client does have something in the works, that could come through maybe in the next couple months, but from the records we show in the city's internal system, we do not have an application for the use of the adjacent building for cannabis business. So it was removed from the sign package for that reason.
Okay, that makes sense.
You're not.
Okay, let's go to comments. Jim, do you have any comments about this?
The one comment I think I make, I'm back to the same issue again. What is the name of this place? Is it Megan's Organic Market or Megan's Organic Market and whatever you're dispensing?
There's no cannabis.
There's
no cannabis in the name. It's just Megan's Organic Market.
But I'm not talking about cannabis. I'm talking about dispensary.
Oh, no, it's just Megan's Organic Market.
You're not using the word dispensary, and yet it's on the plans. I mean, what?
Well, it's just, it's not. Their proposed sign says Megan's Organic Market.
Well, on the neighborhood chart that I looked at, neighborhood plan I looked at, it said dispensary, or organic market and dispensary.
Oh, maybe it just states it on the Google Maps or the vicinity map? That's why it did, is that?
The sign itself is not proposed to have the word dispensary on it.
Don't go looking for your peppers. Don't go looking for your tomatoes. It's organic, but not that
kind. Martha, comments?
I have so many. All right, so I don't have an issue with the location of the two hanging signs. I do have an issue and would not move to approve the materials. I think they should be consistent with the old time. Okay. Suggested guidelines of an etched wood or some sort of thing like that. I don't have a problem with the location of the two hanging signs or the size of them or the font and logo and so on. I think that the, well, whatever you're calling that sign out in front, you're referring to as a panel sign, or some people are calling it a monument sign, I think is in a bad location. I think it's, the materials look very temporary. It reminds me a lot of real estate signs or construction signs that a company would put up when they're building something. I think it looks cheap, and I think it's a distraction for drivers, and I would not approve it. The paint color, I think the red is unnecessary. You've got your signs, it's got the logo red in it. I think you're painting the rain gutter, aren't you, is what you're proposing?
That's right.
I just don't think that's a good idea at all. I would not approve it. I think the paint colors are the mint green or the spearmint or the pistachio or whatever it's called is not particularly palatable to me, but it's not horrible. I think creating a false wainscot of white is a bad idea. So the wainscot that's extending from the brick across the stucco of the building is supposed to be the spearmint color, or mint, or
and then they're continuing it down.
Yeah, I think that's a bad idea. It doesn't reflect the materials of the building. So I would make a suggestion that the brick be painted the white, the rest of the building be that mint color.
Reverse the scheme?
Yeah, and leave off the red. I think it just looks kind of tacky. Sorry to be so blunt.
I like it.
And you're painting the front door or not?
No.
You're leaving it. It's kind of a maroon brown color currently?
Yes, it is.
And
it's like a dark brown.
What is the material of the front door? Wood?
No, it's like a screen right now, like an actual screen.
Well, there's a door behind it, I assume.
Yes, and it's brown, like a dark brown.
And you're not planning to upgrade that at all?
No.
And then lastly, I'll just comment, what was wrong with the location of the palm reader sign back in the day where it also hung from the fascia of the building? That seemed to work a little bit. Those are my comments.
Okay.
Thank you.
Dennis?
In the spirit of a conceptual review, I would reiterate all of Mr. Gase's comments. I would highly recommend that the signage proposal reflect the recommendations in the Old Town, specifically the colors, the materiality of the sign. Well, I could probably live with the plastic. The hanging signs seem to me to work against the integrity of the building itself. I would encourage you to consider wall signs. Enough said on that. And I've never been a fan of painted brick. It seems to diminish whatever aesthetic and integrity the original building had. If that could be come back, well, I'm getting too far into it, though. But again, I would reflect or reiterate Mr. Gase's comments. And yes, please, and encourage you to reconsider the signage locations to be wall hung rather than fascia mounted. Thank you.
Jonathan?
I agree with a number of my colleagues' comments. I don't like the monument sign at all. I'd rather see a wall-mounted sign on the front if you have to have something on Hollister. There's very few monument signs in Old Town that I recall. And I think one of my colleagues' questions about Megan's Organic Market, I understand now that I guess it's a chain of at least two locations, so they may not be able to change that, but to me it's deceptive. You know, I would expect to go in there and get some celery with no bug spray on it. And maybe you want to obscure the nature of the business or that it's more of an underground advertising program. But just as a member of the general public, I would find that confusing. And it wouldn't impress me in terms of, gee, this business is something I'm glad to have in the community. You know, if you're proud of what you're doing, then let us know what you're doing. So maybe add dispensary, and that would clear things up. But that's may not be doable. I agree the colors don't seem to be compatible with the environment there. And so no monument sign in my preference. I agree with my colleague to the left here that wall-mounted signs would be better than dangling from the eaves, especially when you start getting our 60, 70 mile an hour gusts of wind, those may just rip right off. So,
thank you. Yeah, you're not old enough to live in
there anyway. I do think that the name, the information on the sign is deceiving. I don't think it should be allowed, personally, because it talks about a market. A market in most people's minds is some place where you go and buy goods, grocery goods, a market. It's a marketplace. This is a dispensary. I don't know why you can't, I mean, you're allowed to say that in public. I mean, this is those days that passed when you can't utter those words, and I think it would be important to put that in your sign rather than organic market. Because it totally is deceiving as to what is inside. And I
I don't see how the city could quite honestly permit that. Anyway, I agree with what all my colleagues said. I think wall signs are much better. You could eliminate the red on the gutter. Martha discussed all the details, and I support those, and I would like to see you come back in one package rather than two, rather than a package with all the wall signs, with all coordination, or if you're going to do it, we get the ones right here and then just continue them on for the additional building that you're going to have.
Okay, Elizabeth.
Hey, thank you. I too concur with some of the previous comments made, which were the color scheme and specifically the panel sign. I think that's like a heavy traffic area. It is confusing. I myself am confused about what an organic market was, and so I would be in favor of adding something maybe along the side without changing the logo, something that would call it a dispensary. But yeah, the hanging sign, so I concur with some of the comments. Thank you.
I think my colleagues have said everything. I'll just add a couple of things. I know that the red looks like, you know, as I see this logo down here, I see the red and that seafoam for your logo, those are the colors you're using. So as far as the signage goes, you know, for the letters and outline utilizing those colors, I'm kind of okay with that. I'm completely in agreement on these should be wall signs and lose the monument sign. But with regards to that, I'm okay. I think it's your, you know, once you change your material and decide what you're going to do, it's kind of the background that kills you, this stark white thing. So reconsider that, and you know, it wants to. It's in Old Town, so it wants to look like it's been there a while. So we'll give you freedom to decide how that is. But your font fits in with that. So other than that, all the other comments, I don't want to repeat everything. So. Okay, do we have any speaker slips or public comment?
I have no speaker slips for this item. If there's any members of the public joining us via Zoom, please raise your hand and I'll call on you momentarily. I have no hands raised.
Okay, and this is just conceptual review, so any other comments from the board?
Yes, thank you, Chair Branch. I did want to underscore that the choice of red for the fascia is not acceptable and should reflect the Old Town guidelines for paint colors on the building. So as you re-examine your color for the signage, please reconsider that fascia color. Thank you.
Yep, go ahead, Martha.
If the brick color were restored on the front of the building there, that might pick up enough of your red to satisfy your need for red.
Totally.
And the rest of the building just be the white.
Okay. This is just conceptual. We don't need to take action, right? All right.
Well, we appreciate your knowledge and recommendation, and we will advise the client.
Okay. Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you.
All right. That will take us to our next item, item D1.
Item D1, 1 South Los Caneros Road, APN 073-330-074, Carl Stores Imaging Revised Landscaping and Site Improvements, case numbers 23-0008-SCD, -23-0059-ZC, and 23-0042-DRB.
Declarations, Jim?
No visitation, no ex parte.
No new site visit, no ex parte.
No new site visit, no ex parte.
Site visit, no ex parte.
No new site visit, no ex parte.
No site visit, no ex parte.
Your microphone?
No site visit, no ex parte.
No new site visit, no ex parte.
Very good. We got Travis. Travis, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Chair Branch. This project is here for final review. You previously saw this project at the January 23rd mm-hmm. Design Review Board meeting where it was granted a conceptual and preliminary approval. Since this is part of a substantial conformity determination, we had to wait for the substantial conformity determination to get approved and for the appeal period to pass. The appeal period expired yesterday, so the project is back before you with in response to the comments you had at the previous meeting, which just focused on landscaping, hardscaping, and the two exterior lighting bollards.
Yep.
That concludes staff's presentation. Staff and the applicant are available for any questions. Thank you.
Okay, very good. Welcome. State your name and talk us into stuff.
Thank you. Nicole Horn, landscape architect. If you can't hear me, I can take off the mask.
It's up to, well,
it would be better.
Yeah, probably better for the recording. Okay.
No problem. I just have a cough, so I'll try to cough away. Do you want me to repeat that? Nicole Horn, landscape architect, CJMLA. This is basically the same set you saw before. We haven't changed the design. We've just, you know, cleaned up details, made some refinements for dimensions. This is the front entrance to the Carl Storrs building. So we're removing the concrete that's there, replacing a smaller amount of concrete, and we have three seating areas that are DG, and I brought some of those materials here. So when we go to the plans, you can see them. I'm not sure if that's, sorry, I'm just trying to get it into the camera. Thank you. This is a demo plan. This is that the full extent of the concrete that we'd be removing. They're making some changes to circulation. There's a door over here that's gonna be removed, so they don't need any of this coming out to the side. This is a very small, it's just a small area. This is the hardscape plan here. We have these bands, the stripes. So I've brought, this is the field color, the band color. I didn't have a physical sample, but I have the maybe I can put them here, and they'll show up on the camera.
Yes, nice.
Yeah, this is the field color, and then this is the midnight mix, these stripes. And then the DG is this kind of beige color, and it's not gold. So we're trying to kind of tone everything down, but keep it in a warm family because the existing concrete and the building is sort of a warm tone, and there's a seated aggregate all along here, pretty beige. And we don't want it to feel too like cool and modern. Oh, and then we have this is the bench. We have three benches here, and so it's concrete on the base and then wood. This concrete would be this gray color, and then the wood is gonna be this thermally modified ash, which is like a dark color.
Cool.
Nicole, could you hand those sheets to me? I should have some to the board members.
Here's the field color. This is this one, the Mesa sand, if you want to see that. This is our planting plan. So we've tried to stick with, you know, greens and blues. Kind of a more calming pattern and picking up on the stripes that's there in our proposed concrete design. What's there now is kind of dated and there's a lot of flowering material. So we've tried to help it feel more modern in the front with just bold textures and greens and blues and limit the amount of flowering plants. There's a lot of Raphiolepis out in here, so we have some proposed. We're going to cut it back a little bit and then try to integrate it into the stripe forms. So that's the new Raphiolepis here. The old Raphiolepis is like out here and around here. And then we have kind of some bigger, bolder succulents, the Agave attenuata nova, the Phacrea MacDugliai. And those are to help compete with the scale of the building. It is such a large building, and we're narrowing down the entrance, but we want the plantings to have a presence so that it still feels like the entrance to the building as you drive around the motor court. I don't know if you want to go through all of them, but I was going to just hit lighting and then...
Yeah, that's good. I recall we liked it before.
Yeah, and so I think the comment before was to just make sure the photometrics was on the plan, which we've added. There's two existing bollards out here. We were going to replace those. Those are concrete and pretty massive. With a slimmer bollard, and this is 39 inches, 40 inches, and 6 inches in diameter, although the light is fully shielded, it sort of reflects down. You can see here in these directions, not up at all. Oh, and I have a color. We have on the plans, we have the bronze color. But when I was looking at it, I was like, actually, it's maybe a little too brown. So I might do black instead. I think I like the black better. It disappears better. The bronze, I'm just worried it won't really match, I guess. So we have like gray tones elsewhere in the furnishings.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go out to the Bacon next week and kind of look at that more carefully, but I think I prefer black.
Okay. Very good.
You guys can pass those around. Oh, these are details, planting details, pretty standard bench, concrete details, DG details, and that's it.
All right. Very good. Pretty straightforward from what we saw last time. We can combine questions and comments if you want. Jim, anything?
No, I have no comments, no questions.
Okay, Martha?
I think it looks perfect.
Okay, Dennis?
Question for staff. Mr. Lee, can you remind us what the previous comments were? If you could either verbally or if you have the minutes to put them
one
up
moment,
on the
please.
Screen. Did you say they were in the staff report too? I don't remember seeing that.
It's in the January 23rd minutes. Give us a second to maybe we could skip Mr. Whalen and then come back to that.
All right, Jonathan.
Nicole, in the indication on the benches, there's a rectangle within the rectangle. What is
are you talking
that?
About this?
Yes. When I look at your product spec, I don't quite see the translation.
This is the bench itself is right here. This is the DG area. So we're just kind of carving into the concrete.
I thought it was a really big bench. Thank you.
It is a big bench, but it's an even bigger DG area.
You've scaled it nicely. Thank you. Looks like a fine proposal.
All right, Jonathan?
Looks very nice to me and appreciate your responsiveness to the comments we made.
Cecilia?
I think that's great improvements. Thank you for your nice work.
Elizabeth?
I think it looks wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't have any comments. It looks great.
Martha, do you need to see
no.
Is the silver out of the realm of possibilities, Nicole? I just saw it as blending with tonality of your paving materials. Well, when you go to Bega, lucky person, you can consider those.
Thank you.
Great shot.
We will.
It looks like our minutes did not reflect any comments, but I believe they were some minor ones regarding landscaping.
Yeah, it was pretty innocuous from what I remember.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. Thank you for the effort.
Okay, do we have any public comment?
I have no speaker slips for this item. If there's any members of the public joining us via Zoom, please raise your hand and I'll call on you momentarily. I have no hands raised.
All right. Then with that, someone want to entertain a motion?
Sure. Chair Branch, I'll make a motion to approve the project as proposed.
Do we get a second?
Second.
We got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All right. Can we have a vote, please?
Member Whalen?
Yes.
Member King?
Yes.
Member DeGasis?
Yes.
Member Brown?
Aye.
Member Iman?
Yes.
Member White?
Yes.
Chair Branch?
Yep. All right, motion passes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nicole. All right, that will take us to item D2.
Item D2, 129 and 127 North Fairview Avenue, APN 077-170-042, Fairview Shopping Center New Storefronts, case numbers 23-0009-SCD/23-0044-DRB and 23-0062-ZC.
Okay, declarations? Jim?
Two visitations, no ex parte.
Martha?
No new site visit, no ex parte.
Same?
Site visit, no ex parte.
Jonathan?
Site visit, no ex parte.
Cecilia? Elizabeth?
Site visit, no ex parte.
Okay, Christina, the floor is yours.
Good afternoon, Chair Branch and members of the DRB. The project in front of you today, you did see this project on January 23rd of this year. At that time, the DRB granted preliminary design review approval of the project with no additional comments. After that, the director approved the project substantial conformity determination on February 28th of this year. The appeal period for that decision ended yesterday, so the project is back in front of you for a final review determination to see if it's substantially conformed to the project that you saw on January 23rd. There have been no design changes to the project since you last saw the project, and I think that's all I have to present.
Same. All right, floor is yours, Paul.
Paul Poirier, basically waiting for the SED and the appeal period to be up so we can get into plan check and get our permit so we can build this. But nothing really changed since the last time we came before you.
Okay. Jim, any questions or comments?
No questions, no comments.
Martha?
No questions, and we liked it before, so I still like it.
Yeah. Dennis?
Well, since I was not at the previous meeting, I'll have to forego any serious comments, but a question. There's a symmetricality, Mr. Poirier, to the building now, but with the removal of the awning and trellis, that kind of imbalances it. Was the purpose to feature tenant signage, or what was the motivating factor to subtract that symmetricality from the main store?
Well, when Ace Hardware decided not to use the 6,000 square feet between Panda and its store, it made that area not part of the major tenant as it had been, and we thought that we would expand the vernacular of the small shops over there to accommodate additional small shops next to Ace. So I think it'll still look well. I think this has some symmetricality to it. There is portion next to it that was mirrored on that side, but it is asymmetrical to the overall storefront.
Thank you. It seems like a perfectly fine and reasonable proposal.
Jonathan?
Yeah, I'm pleased with the proposal.
Yeah. Cecilia?
Looks good to me. Thank you.
Elizabeth?
No comments. Thank you.
I have no comments. It was liked before. It's good. Any public comment?
I have no speaker slips for this item and no members of the public joining us via Zoom.
Okay. Then with
Pardon the interruption, Chair Branch. I apologize for omitting. There was actually a public comment which was distributed to the board and also posted on our website. It was from Mr. Wignott, and largely his public comments were not related to items that this board has purview over. We will pass those public comments over to the applicant, though.
Oh, right. That was about the deliveries.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's not us.
Well, I apologize for not bringing that up sooner. Thank you.
Okay. Someone want to take a stab at a motion?
I'll move that we approve the project as submitted with the staff comments and are any CEQA findings or anything? Oh, the staff comments.
Okay. Can you get a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Okay. Take a vote.
Member Whalen?
Yes.
Member King?
Aye.
Member DeGasis?
Yes.
Member Brown?
Aye.
Member Iman?
Yes.
Member White?
True dat.
Chair Branch?
Yes. Okay, motion passes. Thank you.
Thank you,
thanks,
guys.
Paul.
Yeah, you know, strangely enough, it was a request of staff to require the signs to go to you. Maybe 10 or 15 years ago, they made us change the OSP to make you review them all. So we said, whatever it takes, we'll do it, even though it's stupid. I'm happy to do it again, but I didn't want to hold up their sign.
Got it.
New, right. New staff.
Yep. That was the old staff. Yeah. All right, thank you.
How many of these do you need? None? Okay, great.
All right, thanks. That takes us to announcements by members and staff. Anybody?
Chair Branch and members, we just have one meeting in March today and one meeting in April for holiday sakes and spring break.
Okay.
So we will have fairly full meetings coming up.
Okay. Okay.
Chair Branch?
Yes.
I think I mentioned this before, but you remember a project we had for the Stowe House? Wasn't it Sexton House? The
yes.
Sexton
yes.
House
yep.
Concerning their conversion of
the garage,
a barn.
The barn, right.
Yes. Well, I would encourage all members to go see it because it looks terrific.
Oh, yeah. Great.
Thank you.
Good to know.
They do a good breakfast there, too.
I'm headed that way. Yeah. The Steward. It's called.
Excellent.
I have a question. There's a building as you're driving on the freeway. It's along Ca'ireal near the gas station across from, maybe like the little medical center. It's a strange mm-hmm. little asymmetrical building, and it's a new sign I notice on the freeway side.
There's no permit for that. We're looking into it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's a sign on the building and on the freeway side. They did not come before you.
Is that the cannabis?
No, oh. It's looks like a medical.
It is. It is the, it's a cannabis dispensary.
Yeah, they have a sign on the front, too, if it's
oh,
not.
Nice.
Yeah. So clever.
All right. Well, with that, we are adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.